Overnight Live.
I go now to two Dutch ladies who hail from Holland, and they are here with the Kozola Ladies Choir. And this is a choir that practices in Holland, and all they sing are songs from Africa. Clary and Karen, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So there you are in Holland, which would be very, very cold right now, and you're sitting in sunny South Africa, which is hot, and you're here singing Xhosa songs. How did that happen?
How does that happen? It's quite a story, but I think 13 years ago, one of our members has started a djembe course, and they get acquainted with African music and culture. And that's why that's where she connected with a man from Angola, and he sang at that time. And she thought, now I like that, and I want that to take that man into my village to set up a choir. And now so on, and in the meantime, we have a change from director. We change a black man into a white woman from Amsterdam. It was in the period from Barack Obama, as you know. It was a sum of a change. And that lady has conducted us, conduct us, and our goal is to sing African songs, various African songs, and that means that it's mostly the southern African countries' songs in different languages. The most of the songs singing in Zulu and Xhosa and Venda, Lingala, Swahili. And so on.
Well, my colleague here in the studio is very impressed with all the language that you're singing in. But the joy is that when you come to South Africa, you can come and sing with people of South Africa. You're not singing to them, you're singing with them.
Yes, that was our goal. 2 years ago, we had a plan. So could we with the choir go to South Africa? Because we thought that it's very nice to sing with the people. We are a choir, and we are doing our very, very best. But there are other choirs, now you know, and who are much professional than we. We sing for fun, and we try to do our best. And I have some experience a few years ago. It's 4 years ago, and I sang with the people in South Africa one by one, sometimes in a church, and it was so much fun, and it is so good to meet people, other people, and connect with them. And then with music, you have not need to say words over who are you, what is your belief, what is your politics, and that kind of stuff. And that's why singing is such a good manner to connect with one another.
And so you're a group of ladies. As you say, you're like-minded ladies. You get together. It's not about it being precise. It's about having fun. And it's about connecting through music.
Yes.
So when you come to South Africa, what kind of, I was going to say gigs, but where have you been singing in South Africa?
Our first week is around about Cape Town, and one day we were singing with the Khayelitsha United Mombasa Choir. We get a workshop from the guys and have learned two new songs. And in exchange, we learned them and a Dutch song. And one day we were in Khayelitsha. We have a contact person in Khayelitsha, Andishwe Mabunye. And she took us to a church, one of the churches in Khayelitsha. And there we get in and invited to sing a few songs and with the people, and we sang also together with Andishu and Mabunya, her choir, and the public. It was most, it was the Church of St. George, and it was most impressive. Absolutely.
And you're going to be doing some fundraising in your trip as well.
Yes. In November, we have organized a benefit in Beverwijk, in the northern part of Holland. And then we perform. We had quite a few guest choirs, and there was selling, stuff from Africa, but also books and so on. And we raised about 2,500 euros to take with us, not for ourselves, but for supporting some projects here in South Africa. And we in Khayelitsha, we have a shopping bag, so red ones with the text on it, Kusola meets South Africa, and there we put in some
nutrition
to get to give it to the people. And so now we hope that we do a good thing by that. And we get also some presents. It was very nice.
And you're also doing a fundraiser in Stanford, I understand.
Yes.
Ze wil weten wat je wat we hebben gefund.
Ja. En neem het als aan. I'm sorry. Will you repeat the question?
You're doing a fundraiser. You're singing at a fundraiser.
Stanford. Oh, sorry. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Next Wednesday. No.
The 7th of
March.
At 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock, we do a fundraising in a concert in Stanford. They are going to build a school for the butterfly kids.
Yeah.
If I say so, yes, butterfly kids. They are going to build a school. And they had they need some money more, and we get in and we try to make
to raise more money.
The people buy a ticket, and we also donate from ourselves a little bit some amount in the money.
So it's an opportunity for people to hear you sing, but it's also an opportunity for people to donate towards building of the school.
Yes, of course. We like that very much.
Of course.
And people can also hear us sing in next Sunday, and that is in the
URC Church.
Yes.
The URC Church in Stellenbosch.
In Stellenbosch.
We were invited to sing there 3 or 4 songs during the service. So, if people are interested, they can come to the church. And afterwards, we have a lunch together with the choir of this church. And we're going to have a workshop where we can exchange a few songs. They learn us 2 African songs. Maybe we can learn them a song that they don't know yet, and maybe a Dutch song.
And so it's just about collaborating, the joy of music, and the joy of life. You're a fun group of ladies. I met you at the waterfront where you were also performing, busking there with all the other buskers. were once again collaborating with a local choir. How did people respond to you then?
Yes, it was very busy, and it was a lot of fun because we sang a few songs with one of the buskers, the Save Us All choir, and we made a long train with the song Tortolosa. It was very funny.
And in between all of this, you've also seen a little bit of Cape Town. Tell us what your highlights were.
We were some of us were been to the Museum of Modern Art. It was very, very beautiful and impressive.
Yeah.
Others are going to
Table Mountain,
of course, Lion's Peak for a walk, for climbing.
Yeah.
The market,
20 ladies, they're going out of their head to shop everywhere. All the chains and rings and necklaces and so.
And did they help us to buy a drum?
We had to buy a drum, a djembe drum, and so we can play on it. And when we are going back, we take it not with us to Holland, but we leave it here at one of the choirs we have met.
Yeah,
in Khayelitsha. It was such a fun, this in Khayelitsha, with all those people.
Yeah, from the chefs.
Yes, and today we are now in Stellenbosch, and we had to buy some things in the supermarket, and then we told staff members that we are a Dutch choir, sing African songs, and You see on the faces when yeah blah blah, so well it will be, but when we are going to sing, they have their eyes wide open and almost their tongues from their mouth.
Really surprised,
and that's very, very funny and surprising for each other.
Yeah.
It gives a different flavor to tourism when it's about connecting with people and giving back to people. It's the sense of engaging, which is so powerful, not just looking and observing and patronizing.
Yes, you're right. It gives a good feeling for both of us, I think.
Yeah. Now, some of your ladies aren't in their first flush of life. They're not youngsters anymore.
No.
Young of heart, though.
We can hear from your laughter.
Yeah, you there, girl.
But it is about the fact that you get together, you have fun, and that everyone is involved in an equal way. It doesn't matter how old you are.
Yes. 45 to 73.
Yeah, the age is, the minimum age is 45 to 73. And we are all women who are engaged with people, I think.
Yeah.
And all kind of projects or work or social work or volunteer work or so. Our group does such good stuff.
Yeah.
And it was fun. And I also just enjoyed while you were eating the notion of going Dutch, how everyone just quietly gets on. I had this, you pay what you had and you pay the tips. We talk about going Dutch, and there you were, of course, going Dutch.
That was a good example of that.
Well, ladies, it was lovely to meet you, and good luck with your performance, your fundraising performance, and the other performances you have. And I hope that you get as much sun in your bones before you go back to the very, very cold Holland.
Thank you very much. I saw a photo today of one of my sons, and they were skating in it. It's very lovely to stay another week and have a more musical connections.
And of course, it's going to be hot, 30s. And there's something about going back to when it's very cold and you've had the sun on. It gets in your bones, and somehow you go back with a different energy.
Yeah. It's so, you are right. I want to mention something we would like, if people are interested, look into our Facebook page that's called Kusola Meets South Africa. And Kusola, you write with a K, a U, a Z, an O, an L, and an A. And then people could watch. We posted some nice pictures and nice videos And I think that then the people can see what we experienced.
Yeah.
So it's Kuzola, South Africa?
Kuzola meets South Africa.
Meets South Africa. Let's just get the wording right for the listeners. Okay.
Okay.
So because it's nice to also see the clips of you, you know, singing and how it starts off you singing, but in the end everyone singing together.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Well, ladies, have a lovely time in South Africa. I know you will because you've all got lots of gears and you bring that with you. And, you know, when you have the right attitude, it spreads. And so it's lovely to have you in South Africa.
Thank you. And thank you very much. And thank you for the opportunity. And I think we have a lot of fun next week.
Fantastic. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Cape Talk. News and Talk Station.